Aleluya. Aleluya. Glorious. Glorious. God is good all the time, amen. Oh, praise God. This is the night the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, because we have a choice to rejoice, amen. Would you turn to Isaiah 14, please? Isaiah 14. Praise God. In verse 12, Isaiah 14 and verse 12. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation, on the farthest sides of the north, and I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. So we can see at this period of time, Lucifer was on the earth, because he wouldn't need to ascend above the clouds, would he? Amen? Because at one time he was the praise and worship leader of the universe, and the earth was known as the mountain of God, and Lucifer and angels and so forth inhabited the earth. And Lucifer became prideful and began to exalt himself and said he was going to be above God. But the Lord's response was, and you shall be brought down to hell, Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit, which will be the abyss. In verse 16, this is powerful because he says, and those who see you will gaze at you and consider you, saying, is this the man who made the earth tremble? Now, in other words, there's a time when Lucifer himself will come to this earth, and he will cause such trouble that there's never been before. He said, and this is the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world as a what? That's a lot of destruction, isn't there? Why? Because we are expecting World War III to come. And it will come. It's not if, it's when. And in World War III, 2.2 billion people will be killed, which is a third of mankind. Who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed its cities, who did not open the house of his prisoners. Let me share something with you. And I tell the guys in jail when I go there, man, when Lucifer, the kingdom of darkness, completely takes over everything, when the body of Christ is removed, he's not, believe me, his kingdom is not going to support the elderly in nursing homes, nor the prisons. He will kill everyone that is useless to him. And you may think, well, what about the people that are bad? Won't they serve him? No, he won't trust nobody. Does everybody understand that? He will destroy those in prison and kill them and the elderly. In verse 18, and all the kings of the nations, all of them sleep in glory, everyone in his own house. But you are cast out of your grave like an abominable branch, like the garment of those who are slain, thrust through with a sword, who go down to the stones of the pit like a corpse trodden underfoot. You will not be joined with them in burial, because you have destroyed your land and slain your people. The brood of evildoers shall never be named. Prepare slaughter for his children. Who are his children? Those who serve his kingdom. Nephilims, demons, hybrids, and those who willfully serve Satan's kingdom, and those who live in sin. It says, and prepare slaughter for his children. Because of the iniquity of their fathers, the fathers here are known as Nephilims, the fallen angels. Lest they rise up and possess the land like they did once before and fill the face of the world with cities. Nimrod did that, who was also a Nephilim. So we see here that Lucifer is maintaining a kingdom, and his purpose is to destroy the world. His purpose right now in function is to try to bring about a one world order, one world religion, and a one world economy under a dictatorship so that nothing interferes. Again, there are three kingdoms. There is the kingdom of self, the kingdom of Satan, and the kingdom of God. The union here in unity, in preparation right now, is to join the kingdom of self with the kingdom of Satan to become one world order. Does everybody understand that? The kingdom of self to be joined together with the kingdom of Satan. And their hope, of course, is to destroy the kingdom of God, but they can't. They can try, but they can't. In 1 John chapter 2, 1 John chapter 2, in verse 18, so the kingdom of self will unite with Satan's kingdom, and we will have a one world order. In verse 18, let's read it together. Little children, it is what? It is the last hour, and as you have heard, that the Antichrist is coming, and we know that the Antichrist is alive right now. Even now, many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have what? Continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know what? All things. I have not written to you because you don't know what the truth, but because you do know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the anointed one, the Christ, the eternal presence, power, and truth that came into the flesh. He is the Antichrist who denies this, who denies also the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either, and he who acknowledges the Son has the Father. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. Why? Because you're going to need to use it in these last days. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to what? Deceive you, manipulate you, draw you away, cause you to compromise. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. In other words, he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. That's all we need to do is cooperate with he who is in us. And you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. So he calls the anointing a person. Amen. We are being taught by the anointing. I don't want to be taught by any person. I don't want to be taught by the anointing. Antichrist and many false prophets. Only through the anointing will we be guided. You know, when you begin to really look around and see all the statutes and logos and many things that are in our country right now, you can see gods, goddesses, statues, and demonic forces. Man, you go to the government buildings. You can see them all over the place. Even on our own money. Everything is promoting Antichrist. Because the ruler of this world is Satan and his kingdom. But he doesn't have control over everything because the body of Christ is still here, which still restrains. Even declared on our currency, there's an Egyptian pyramid. Hello? Think about it. With an all-seeing eye, which is associated with Horus or the sun god. You know, even in the pyramid, think about the pyramids. Well, it's an Egyptian pyramid. Well, who built the Egyptian pyramid? It was ruled and ran by Pharaoh, who proclaimed himself to be God. But what were there? There was most likely Nephilim. And on it, what does it tell us? It says, on the top it tells, everything's written in Latin. Why isn't it written in English? Why? Because everything is to be hidden, secrets. And on top, it talks about an acceptance. They're accepting a mission. And they expect to be successful. That's anate acceptance, which our enterprise or our project accepted for success. Novus Ordo Seculorum, which means new world order or new order of ages, or what it also means is secular world. There are 13 layers of the pyramid associated with the 13 bloodlines of Satan's kingdom. One world government. One world religion and one world economy is their purpose, so it can be ruled by dictatorship. In Daniel chapter 2, in fact, the word talks about 666. Well, you think about the word number 6 means man, and there are multiple meanings to 666. One of the Arabic translations is in the name of Allah. If you take 666, it also will associate with a pyramid measurements. But 6 is associated with man, so you can understand that 6 would also represent one world order of government, religion, and economy. But of course, it's going to be associated with a man's name. In Daniel chapter 2 and verse 36, and Daniel talks about a dream that he's going to interpret for King Nebuchadnezzar. Would you read it with me? And this is the dream. Now we will tell the interpretation of it before the king. You, O king, are king of kings. Now, Nebuchadnezzar was the ruler at this time of the world. He was the king of the world. For the God of heaven has given you a kingdom, power, strength, and glory. And wherever the children of men dwell, or the beasts of the field and the birds of the heaven, he has given them into your hand and has made you ruler over them all. You are his head of the gold. But after you shall arise another kingdom inferior to yours, then another, a third kingdom of bronze, which will rule over all the earth, and a fourth kingdom shall be as strong as iron. That kingdom will be known as the Roman Empire. Inasmuch as iron breaks in pieces and shatters everything, and like iron that crushes, that kingdom will break in pieces and crush all the others. Whereas you saw the feet and the toes, and partly of potter's clay, and partly of iron. Now he had this vision, so he began to see these things and what was going on in this vision with the king. So we see here that the feet were going to be a mixture of iron and clay. And he begins to explain this more. In other words, after the Roman Empire would be destroyed, period of time would come about where another new, a holy Roman Empire will be established. And again, that will eventually be destroyed. In verse 41, and whereas you saw the feet and toes partly of potter's clay and partly of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, yet the strength of the iron shall be in it, just as you saw the iron mixed with ceramic clay. And as the toes of the feet were partly of iron and partly of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly fragile. That area means fragile is associated with religion. So it's going to be strong. It's going to be a kingdom that will be strong and military, but it will be fragile also because there will be a mixture. It will be called the Holy Roman Empire, where it means that political leadership and religious leadership will become one. Is everybody all right? Verse 43. And as you saw iron mixed with ceramic clay, they will mingle with the seed of men, but they will not adhere to one another, just as iron does not mix with clay. And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom. In other words, the final arena is God will destroy everything. He'll destroy all kingdoms. He will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to another people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Inasmuch as you saw that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands. That means this was going to come from God. It'd be supernatural. And that it broke in pieces the iron, the bronze, and the clay, and the silver, and the gold. The great God has made known to the king what shall come to pass after this. The dream is certain, and its interpretation is sure. In other words, he was speaking of a prophecy of the Holy Roman. He was speaking first of a prophecy of the Roman Empire, then a Holy Roman Empire that will be supported eventually. In other words, so we know that another Holy Roman Empire must be reborn. Does everybody understand that? Another Roman Empire, Holy Roman Empire, must be reborn again in the last days. Is everybody all right? So the Roman Empire before was very secular. Then it became a Holy Roman Empire where Catholicism of Rome united with the Roman Empire. I'm going to share a little bit about this because it's pretty wild. So we see that this joint union of political and religion would rule as it once did already with the Holy Roman Empire. And in 800 AD, this pope blessed the king, this king, and it became the Holy Roman Empire. And again, this will be reborn again. And I'm going to read something to you, which is very powerful. It says, when the people of Western Europe awoke on this day, December 26th, 800 AD, they had an emperor again. On Christmas Day, as King Charles of France knelt in prayer before the altar of the Church of St. Peter's in Rome, Pope Leo III suddenly, the king didn't even know what was going to happen, suddenly placed a golden crown on his head. The Roman people shouted three times to Charles Augustus, crowned by God. The great and pacific emperor of the Romans, life and victory. Charles was reverenced by the Pope and called Emperor and Augustus, after the manner of the leaders of the ancient Rome. What led up to this dramatic event? 300 years and more had passed since the collapse of the Roman Empire in Western Europe. Many elements were at work. For one thing, the popes owed the Franks a great debt for their perseverance in the recent years. Charles Martel had turned back the Muslims' invasion of Europe, and Pepin had subdued the Lombards. After reason for the Pope to crown Charles was to show Rome's independence from the Greek Empire in Constantinople. Since the days of Constantine in the 4th century, the eastern part of Roman Empire had increased in authority and power. And Charles, King of the Franks, the Pope had found a new Constantine to head a revived Western Empire. To be sure, Charles was an empire builder. He had become master of the French kingdom in 768 and used his military might to forcibly bring German tribes under his authority, forcing them to accept baptism and become Christians. And we know some of this led into the Crusades, where the Catholic Church murdered many individuals. He currently has been blamed for Viking invasions, which troubled Europe for over a century. His dominion stretched from the Baltic Sea to the British Channel to Rome itself. Charles worked diligently to provide food, unified organization for his vast empire. When King Charles returned to France after being crowned emperor, he forced his subjects to take an oath to him as Caesar. He reestablished the Roman Empire on a Teutonic base. The coronation of Charles sparked much debate during the Middle Ages. At issue was what relationship of the church to state. Did the act of crowning the emperor show the Pope's superior authority as giver of the empire to King Charles? Charles didn't think so. He continued to rule as the divinely appointed protector of the church, appointing bishops as well as counts to offices. He was not only the first, but possibly the greatest emperor from the 8th to the 19th century. He restored education, improved law, supported the church, backed Alcuin's attempts to produce an adequate Bible, and in many other ways did much that was good. In France, his name blended with his greatness, and he is known as Charlemagne. Pretty interesting, because what's occurred is this Holy Roman Empire has been reestablished again. And it needed to be established because this will come to one world order. The Holy Roman Empire will be the one world order government and religion. Is everybody all right? Every pope that has been in existence has always promoted a one world order. I'm going to share a couple things that have occurred. So we see that this Holy Roman Empire must be reborn to rule with one world government, religion, and economy. In 1945, Roosevelt put to work the United Nations Council, the UN. It was supposed to be a peacekeeping, but it's actually utilized to control. It was to back and promote one world order government. In 1957, a Treaty of Rome was signed, and six nations signed into the economic union. In other words, the UN and the EU, European Union. There was an economic summit in 1992 where they began to sign to qualify for money. And we had the euro come out. In 2004 to 2007, it was the largest European Union gathering where many nations began to sign. It is now known as the United States of Europe, which is actually one world order, backed by the UN. What occurred on this, just the same thing when the Pope blessed and crowned King Charles, and they began to speak of him as Charlemagne. On the euro, there is now a picture of Charlemagne. So we see that it's been rebirth, the same Holy Roman Empire. Why? Because out of this Holy Roman Empire, the false prophet, the beast, and the Antichrist will come out of. In 2009, the EU signed their constitution, elected a president and a foreign minister, and established their own flag. It's here right now. It's happening. The Holy Roman Empire has been reborn, and its whole purpose is to back and control the Antichrist and promote it and bring forth the false prophet and the beast to support Satan's kingdom. So everybody got it. Revelation 13. We can go very in-depth with this, but I just want to bring some surface arenas so that we get an understanding of where we are and what's really happening. Because you're going to hear more and more things about Europe. And we've already talked about the four horsemen and the reality of belief system. Amen? The first horse that we talked about was the white horse. Remember, we talked about false Christianity associated with Catholicism. And we talked about the red horse associated with communism. Amen? Then the black horse associated with capitalism, all belief systems. And then the pale horse, which is actually translated green horse, which is Islam, Muslim. These are all religions. And we see that. That's the last one. And isn't that what's happening right now? They're progressing more and more and more. And they will be all unified. In fact, I don't know if you remember or not, but the Pope was sending in one of his charismatic bishops to begin to promote and encourage Christian churches, organizations to come back to Catholicism. This guy was in many places. He was on the news and everything. There's videos of it. And while he was telling people, he was saying that, come on, we've got the Methodists have re-signed with us. And certain organizations and religious organizations have rededicated themselves under Catholicism. And then a Pope came up on a video promoting what he was saying behind the pulpit. Well, this lasted a few months, and then the individual was dead. I don't know what happened to him. But the message kind of got squashed for a period of time. In Revelation 13. Now, in Revelation 13, it splits up the one world order. The world government is from verses 1 through 8. Is everybody with me? Revelation 13, 1 through 8 is the world government, one world government. 11 through 15 is the religion, one world religion. And 16 and 18 is the economic or economy. And let's read some of this so we get a little bit of understanding of what's going on. Then I'm going to explain some things about what these beasts represent. In verse 1, then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. So we see a beast. Remember, we talked about a beast being a fallen angel who's behind it. But it's also associated with a beast, a fallen angel, being a king or influencing individuals with a kingdom. And it says he has 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horns were 10 crowns. In other words, they were supporting alliances. And on his heads a blasphemous name. So they were all support. These alliances of these other kingdoms were supporting Satan's kingdom. I want you to understand that not every country or every nation is going to support the Antichrist. Many of them will, but some of them will not. In fact, they will try to fight against him. In verse 2, now the beast which I saw was a leopard, A leopard is associated with Great Britain. No, it's Germany. I'm sorry. A leopard is Germany. Everyone say Germany. And his feet were like a feet of a bear, which is Russia. And his mouth was a mouth of a what? Lion. That's Great Britain. So we have Germany, Russia, and Great Britain that will be unified. And it says, the dragon gave them his power, his throne, and great authority. And then there will be other heads that will have alliances. And I saw one of his heads as it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast, and who is able to make war with him? Which is associated with now Antichrist. And he was given a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemy, and he was given authority to continue for 42 months, which will be 3.5 years. This will be known as Great Tribulation. Then he opened his mouth and blasphemy against God to blasphemy his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. This is Great Tribulation. And authority was given him over every tribe and tongue and nation. This is all associated with the one world government. Is everybody okay? And all who dwell on the earth will worship him whose names have not been written in the book of life. Why? Because those who have been written in the book of life are no longer here, I hope. God willing. And the book of the Lamb, written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundations of the world. And if anyone has an ear, let him hear. In verse 11, so we see that that's the government. In verse 11, then I saw another beast coming up out of the sea, out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a what? Dragon. This will be the religion. False prophet. And he exercises all authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs so that even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. Now, again, this is the religious. Amen. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. So we see here that this is all the religion of false prophet, who is going to worship the Antichrist himself and promotes everyone else to worship the Antichrist. In verse 16, and he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Again, here we are now with the economy. Nobody will be able to buy or sell. People won't be able to work without this mark. Here is the wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for the number of the man, of a man, is, his number is 666. Let's go to Daniel 7. Daniel 7. In verse 1, it says, in the first year of Belshazzar, now Belshazzar was Nebuchadnezzar's son, except for he was wicked, king of Babylon. Daniel had a dream and visions of his head while on his bed. Then he wrote down the dream, telling the main facts. Daniel spoke, saying, I saw my vision by night, and behold, four winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea. And four great beasts came out of the sea, each different from the other. The first was a lion, which is what? Great Britain. And had eagle's wings. Now, I want you to grab hold of this, because the United States was birthed out of Great Britain. And what is our logo? Amen. And I watched till its wings were what? Plucked. So I want you to understand that the United States is in the Bible. It's right here. And I watched till its wings were plucked off, and it was lifted from the earth and made to stand on 2 feet like a man. And this is the United States. And a man's heart was given to it. Now, we don't hear too much anymore about the United States. And suddenly another beast, a second beast like a bear, which is Russia. It was raised up on one side and had three ribs in its mouth between its teeth. And they said thus to it, arise and devour much flesh. Why? Because they have much weapons. And of course, there's alliances right now with Russia. You even have Iran, Red China, all kinds of communist, antichrist supporting nations that are in alliance with one another. Verse 6, and after this I looked, and there was another like a leopard, which is Germany. Now, think about, watch this, which had on its back four wings of a bird. The beast also had four heads, and dominion was given to it. Now, Hitler was associated with the Fourth Reich. Was it Third Reich? Third Reich. Okay. And in this, we see that there would be four Reichs that were established in this. When people really go and look into the history of Germany, it's pretty wild, man. And after this, and the beast also had four heads, and dominion was given to it. And after this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, exceedingly strong. It had huge iron teeth. It was devouring and breaking in pieces and trampling the residue with its feet. It was different from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. Now, these are alliances that will be a part of these nations. I was considering the horns, and there was another horn, a little horn. This little horn will become the Antichrist, coming up from among them, before whom there three of the first horns were plucked out by roots. And there were in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man and a mouth speaking pompous words. And I watched till the thrones were put into place, and the Ancient of Days was seated. His garment was white as snow, and the hair on his head was like pure wool, and his throne was fiery flame, its wheels a burning fire. And fire streamed, issued, and came forth from his before him, and thousands ministered to him, 10,000 and 10 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were open. And I watched them because of the sound of the pompous words, which the horn, this is the little horn, which would be the Antichrist, was speaking. I watched till the beast, he calls him a beast. Why? Because he's a fallen angel, was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning fire. And as for the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. And as I was watching in the night visions, one behold, like the Son of Man coming into the clouds of heaven, came in to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and the kingdom, and all the peoples and the nations and languages should serve him. His dominion is everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. Now this is very powerful, because I want to go now to the fourth beast, which is associated with the fourth kingdom, which the Antichrist comes out of. Go to verse 23. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom on earth, which shall be different from all other kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, trample it, and break it in pieces. The 10 horns are what? 10 kings, which are in alliance with the Antichrist, who shall arise from this kingdom, and another shall arise after it. He shall be different from the first ones, and shall subdue the three kings. This is the little horn. And shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and laws. Well, in other words, he's going to try to change constitutions. He's going to try to put Sharia law in effect. He's going to try to do everything he can, which is already happening right now. We're seeing prayer out of schools. Amen. All kinds of things that are going on. But the court shall be seated, and they shall take away his dominion, to consume and destroy it forever. Then the kingdom and dominion of the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole earth shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High, and his kingdom shall be an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey. So we know the end, there's victory. Amen. I'm going to go to Revelation 17. One world order. If you might want to know what the teaching is. One world order. In verse 9, it said, here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. Revelation 17, verse 9. There are also seven kings, five have fallen, one is, and the others have not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short time. The beast that was and is not is himself also the eighth, and is of the seven, and going to perdition. In other words, son of perdition. The ten horns which you saw are ten kings, and these are again the lion's ones, who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. Now, it doesn't literally mean 30 or 60 minutes, okay? It's just a representation of a short time. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. Then he said to me, the waters which you saw where the harlot sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. And the ten horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot and make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh and burn her with fire. In other words, these eventually will turn against Antichrist. They will not continue. For God has put it in their hearts to fulfill his purpose. So they will turn their hearts against him, and to be of one mind, and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. And the woman who you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth, which is also known as Babylon. Now, Babylon is associated with government, but Rome will be associated with religion. So they are unified. Is everybody with me? Babylon and Rome are one now. Go to Revelation 12. Is everybody all right? Are you grabbing this? Hey, we need to know this stuff. You know, there are many people out there that don't know Jesus yet. You start speaking to them about this and tell them that Jesus is the only way of escape. You're going to be caught up in this. In verse 1, it says, a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then being with child, she cried out in labor and pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having seven heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his heads. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven. Now, first of all, it's a fiery red dragon, isn't it? Did you ever notice that dragons are associated with almost all religions? Snakes, serpents, associated with all religions. Some way, one way or another. You can go to China and see them dancing around with dragons and all kinds of, you know, whatever it may be. And of course, we know that red is associated with communism, Antichrist. And if you notice that many of them that have the red flags are associated with something red in their countries, you usually find it. It's usually communism. And it says, and he drew a third of the stars. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And a dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and his throne. And we know this is about Jesus Christ. Amen. But I want you to grab hold of something, because it's twofold. God is speaking physically and spiritually. Then a woman fled into the wilderness, and there she had a place prepared by God that they should feed her there 1,260 days, which is 3.5 years. So when the woman was caught up by God, it's also associated, and you'll see that it repeats itself here. It's also associated with rapture, because we are now the bride of Christ. We are now the woman. And it says, and war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought. And this is kind of like, almost, okay, let me tell you again what really went on in the spirit realm. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Again, this is a repeat of what occurred. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants in the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows he has a short time, which is 3.5 years. Now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted a woman who gave birth to the male child. Okay, this is a repeat, isn't it? But the woman was given two wings. Now wait a minute. Again, this is twofold, spiritually and physically. The two wings may represent United States, may represent United States assisting Israel. But it also represents Moses and Elijah. Does everybody understand that? For the rapture also. So now the woman was given two wings of a great what? Eagle. Here we go again. It looks like it's possibly, I'm not saying it's going to be definite. This is the only other place I've seen anything more representing the United States. That she might fly into the wilderness to her place where she is nourished for a time and times and a half from the presence of the serpent. That's another three. This is all talking about great tribulation. All of this is unified in great tribulation. So it's possible the United States may help her, but it's also parallel about the body of Christ being removed in representation of the two wings of Moses and Elijah when Jesus was transfigured. Is everybody okay? So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. Somehow the earth opened up. Something occurred where God was able to protect them. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, because he couldn't get to her. Does everybody get it? He couldn't defeat it. Who keep the commandments of God and has the testimony of Jesus Christ. So those who will be left behind that now realize they were not in divine order, they weren't right with God, they realize, man. And so the devil, the Antichrist will go after them to persecute them. Is everybody all right? In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, one world order. It's actually here. One world order is already here. They're just waiting for me and you to get out of the way. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting at verse 1. And we all need to read this together. Is everybody there? Because we're going to close here. Is everybody all right? Got it? Understand it? Grab hold of it? Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Do you know that people are still preaching that Jesus already came and Revelation's already over with? Yeah. There are religious organizations that are preaching that already. That they're preaching that we've already entered millennium. Woo-hoo. Wacko. Verse 3. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless what? The falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the what? Son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now listen, so that says that if a temple's got to be built, a temple must be built. Now, I'm going to share something very quick. In 1948, Israel became a nation. They were acknowledged as a nation. But the Wailing Wall, Jerusalem, was not theirs yet. It was still controlled by the Arabs. In 1967, a war broke out, and all around surrounding Arab nations came against Israel, and Israel kicked their butt by God's glory. The problem was is that the general that was in charge, when they went to the mount and the Wailing Wall, because they took it over. Well, because of the pressure to please, because he was secular. He didn't understand prophecy. He was secular and he wanted to please the UN, and he was being pressured. He actually turned back over the mount to the Arab nation again. Even though Jerusalem is now Israel's, but the mount still, so they share it now. But the mount is still controlled by the Arab nations. Does everybody understand that? And many, many of the Jewish people were freaked out of what happened when they conquered, and then it was turned back to them, turned back over to them. So that's why we have trouble all the time now over there, when it should have been theirs from the giving. And now every time somebody comes in office, and what they are pressured by the UN, Satan's kingdom, to turn over. They turned over Gaza, didn't they? And they've turned over many, many parts of their own land, which was promised to them. So now that's where you have trouble all the time. So the and not only that, it's not even their holy place. It's like their third holy place. They've got two other holy places that are more important than the mound. But because they want to control Israel, they want to destroy Israel, that is their plan. Because who's influencing all this? Satan's kingdom. Why? Because he knows Israel is God's heart. All right? Hallelujah. Verse 5. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? Speak it with me. And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. That's me and you. That's called the rapture. The presence of God through the body of Christ is the only thing that's holding back Satan's kingdom from going into prisons, nursing homes, and everything else. But the kingdom is here. And then the lawless one will be what? Revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Come on, read verse 9 with me. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they do not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who do not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast, hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or by our epistle. Now may the God, may our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us an everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work, in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
One world order, learn it and share it. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We ask that you protect it with the blood of Jesus, so that it may grow and bear fruit for your glory, and that you would quicken us to remembrance and keep us alert as we see all the things that are going on in this world, seeing one world order, Satan's kingdom springing up everywhere, unification between the kingdom of self and kingdom Satan, and Satan's kingdom, promoting one world order, one world religion, and one world economy. Lord, we thank you and we are honored that we are not accounted for the wrath, but we will be with you in the Last Supper. Thank you. But prepare us, Lord, that we may be witnesses of your truth to those who need to be rescued, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Be blessed.